In this bulletin, the federal government announces it will increase the number of refugees settling in regional Australia. Revelations Australians are losing out on $6 billion a year in superannuation, and disgraced former New South Wales Labor MP Eddie Obeid to leave prison. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Immigration Minister David Coleman says the federal government will be increasing the proportion of refugees being resettled in areas outside the capital cities. At least half of annual refugee intake will be redirected to settle in 21 regional locations, an increase of 10%. The measure is one of seven recommendations being adopted by the federal government from an independent review into the employment and settlement outcomes for refugees. Mr. Coleman's told Macquarie Radio the measure is in line with the government's focus on regional migration.
Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane account for 70% of Australia's entire population growth. So what we're doing is saying a greater proportion of migrants in the future will be settling outside of those big cities to help take the population pressure off the big cities, and at the same time support regional communities.
A 13-year-old girl has been arrested for allegedly lighting several fires in Adelaide South a day after 11 properties were damaged during catastrophic fire conditions in the state. No property was damaged, though there were some minor vegetation losses. It comes as firefighters continue to fight bushfires burning across New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland and South Australia. A drop in temperature last night brought some relief in most states, with crews in Tasmania bringing all fires burning under control. More than 50 fires are still burning across New South Wales, with widespread very high fire danger and hazy Sydney conditions set to stay. A New South Wales coroner has found none of the five guards who restrained a diabetic Indigenous man before his death in custody should face disciplinary action. David Dungai died at Long Bay Jail Hospital in December 2015 after being pulled from his cell because he refused to stop eating biscuits. He was dragged to another cell, held face down and injected with a sedative, saying 12 times that he couldn't breathe before dying. Coroner Derek Lee found the guards were not motivated by malicious intent, and the incident was a product of misunderstanding. Mr. Dungai's family has reacted angrily to the findings. About 100 guns have been stolen from a store south of Perth, with police establishing a task force to investigate the burglary. Officers were called to Claremont Firearms just before midnight last night after an alarm was triggered. Police located a burnt-out truck in nearby Northlake and believe the culprit gained entry through a neighbouring property. A parliamentary inquiry has been told Australians are losing out on $6 billion a year in superannuation. Industry Super Australia Chief Executive Bernie Dean said one in three Australians were seeing super recorded in their payslips but not getting it. Mr. Dean says the problem is too large to ignore.
We're talking about close to 6,000 million a year.
Yeah, 6 billion. Yep.
6 billion a year based on ATO data. That's been going on. It really hasn't changed for about the last 5 or 6 years. It's not paid at all.
Okay.
So we've got a third of the Australian workforce that's missing out on that quantum of dollars.
Disgraced former New South Wales Labor MP Eddie Obeid has been granted parole after serving 3 years in prison for his conviction over misconduct in public office. His release date has been set for the 14th of December. Obeid was convicted and sentenced in December 2016 to 5 years in prison with a non-parole period of 3 years. He was found guilty of failing to disclose his family's business interests in cafe leases at the same time he was lobbying a senior bureaucrat about the issue. NRL Penrith Panthers player Tyrone May has formally admitted he produced 4 sex tapes without the consent of the woman in them, including 2 videos shot during an orgy with a teammate. He sat quietly in court today as his lawyer entered guilty pleas on behalf of 4 charges of intentionally recording an intimate image without consent. Penrith coach Ivan Cleary watched from the public gallery. Both men declined to comment outside court. Saturday's weather now, sunny in Perth, 30 degrees, 24 in Adelaide and partly cloudy, much the same for Melbourne, 22 degrees, a shower or two for Hobart and 20, 32 in Canberra, partly cloudy, possible late shower in Wollongong, and 23, much the same for Sydney, 25. Smoke haze with a possible shower, 27 degrees in Newcastle. In Brisbane, cloudy as well, 29. Sunny in Cairns, 31 for you, and 34 degrees for you in Darwin. Shower or two with a possible storm. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.